The Surge.
Smallsy Surgery.
The Surgery.
This is Smallsy Surgery.
Hey, Smallsy here. Thank you for downloading the podcast. As I come into your ear canal, let me introduce you to Eddie Benjamin. He is about to be Australia's next big export. So he's written and produced songs for a whole bunch of artists, including Shawn Mendes and Meghan Trainor. He has now got his own single out, which I have been playing on the show, called Weatherman. He's traveling the USA right now, supporting Justin Bieber on his Justice World Tour. Got to catch up with him while he was backstage in Michigan. Let's roll the interview, and thanks for downloading the podcast.
Hey, it's Eddie Benjamin. You're listening to Smallsy on Nova.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Whereabouts are you? Right, are you on the Bieber tour at the minute? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in Michigan right now. Right.
Yep.
I love the way you had to check. You're like, how many shows have you played? You've been across the whole country, right?
I want to help me out on that one too, my guy.
You're hilarious. This is hilarious.
36.
Okay, wow. 36 shows. You've probably seen parts of America that you didn't even know existed, right?
You're absolutely spot on.
Man, well, hey, good to meet you finally. Congrats on the track. We love it here
Thank
in Australia.
I know. I appreciate the love so much.
Plot twist. Didn't realize you are an Aussie kid. And here you are on the other side of the world. What is the Eddie Benjamin story? What do I need to know? Where did you grow up? How did you get to America? How did you end up writing songs for a whole bunch of people that I've seen? And you're so young.
Wow, that's a big and great question. I mean, I'm just a kid from Bronny Beach, honestly. Like, I just grew up in Sydney surfing and, yeah, just playing music, and I kind of just knew what I wanted to do, yeah, from a young age, and kind of just left school at 15 and came over here and have been working ever since.
Okay, wow, what a ball. And how did you have to convince the parents to let you leave school, or did you just go, nah, this is it, I'm done?
I was, yeah, and they understood, you know, I'm a good talker.
Yeah, you know? Okay, great, good. Did the teachers understand, or were they like, Eddie, come on?
I mean, you know, I had quite a hard time in school.
Okay.
So I think a lot of the teachers, yeah, I got some weird vibes from a lot of the teachers. So maybe that was some of the drive for me too, you know, not going to lie.
No. Hey, dude. Yeah, all right, so then, you know, so at 15, you pick up, you move to the States, and then does it happen easily? Is it a challenge?
I think trying to be the best in the world at something is absolutely always a challenge. Mm. I think everyone's perspective is so different. You know, I feel like it just, things kind of happen when you're ready. But, you know, how I decide what I want to do is just like, if I believe in it and it just feels right, I just go for it. And, you know, that's kind of just what I've been doing, you know?
Yeah, all right, nice. And then, you know, like, when you say best in the world, I mean, you could be getting very close to it, because, I mean, there's a lot of artists have said very positive things about you and given a lot of kudos, and people who have massive careers and massive writers. How does that make you feel when that happens?
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, when the people, you know, you look up to. The whole time I was trying to do it, you know, like watching these people absolutely kill it and being so inspired by them. And yeah, getting their flowers is definitely surreal. And also, yeah, humbling, but like nothing changes, you know, just still remain focused. And honestly, just like makes me want to go even harder and yeah, go kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you got it. Because, you know, it's good to get the kudos, but then you still got to deliver the goods, right? You can't just retire on the kudos, right? Like, it's fun to, and you might for 5 seconds, but you got to keep hustling, right?
You know the game. You just got to keep going.
All right.
Keep swimming.
Tell me, Weatherman, an update for you. It is still raining here in Australia. It hasn't stopped. So perfect track, perfect timing. I'm picking up the vibes that you're putting down with the track.
Great. I love it. Yeah, I actually love rain. So there you go.
What is the story on the song? Give me the 411 on it.
How it was made or what it's about?
Both. Pick both.
Okay, so
pick both.
Yeah, absolutely. So I made this song with my best friend, and soul collaborator Kid Culture, and this was actually the first song we made for the album. So, you know, we made a studio in this house in Malibu. We had a set amount of days, and yeah, this was the first kind of thing that was created. And yeah, I remember at the time, you know, I feel like all of us go through similar things. You know, we're living in the past and terrified of the future, and you know, all of those things can kind of attack everyone's minds. And I felt like I was kind of going through that. And yeah, that song's just about like, come on, let's break through these awful emotions and crazy cyclone weather in my brain. Like, we can just do this, you know? So that's kind of what it's about. And yeah.
And then debut album out later in the year, I'm told.
Absolutely. Yeah, very soon.
Finished, sorted, still polishing.
Finished, mixed. Couple of things we're waiting on, but like, yeah, we're locked and loaded for sure.
Okay, any features, all you?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is the only album I'm ever going to have features on, but I have two features. That's all I'm allowed to say.
That's all you can say. Give me big names, friends, small names, friends of the friends in the industry, people you'd met before.
They're real. You know, I only like to sing with real friends. So yeah, okay. We definitely say that.
Yeah, nice. And you're on tour at the moment with Biebs, right? Are you backstage at the moment?
Backstage right now, he is playing Yummy as we speak.
Okay, great. Now, how wild is it? Traveling the US with him, playing to in front of his fans, and then also getting around on this iconic tour bus that I've seen on your Instagram. That I think doesn't say who the fuck is Eddie Benjamin. I mean, this is just awesome promo. I love it.
Glad that you like it. Yes, it's pretty obnoxious, and I love it. And you know, sometimes it upsets people, and it's just part of it.
People are too sensitive. People are too sensitive. I do think it's so great that like you've just at 20 years old, your name is like plastered over the side of the bus. When you first saw that, were you like, okay, this shit's cool? Okay, this is a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, we designed, you know, it was an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. My creative director and manager, yeah, we were just talking about making the bus. And honestly, you know, I'm going to die one day. We're all going to die one day. Like, I just like, we just want to do whatever is fun and kind of, you know, pushing buttons a little bit. And yeah. Like, yeah, it's absolutely hilarious. It's obnoxious. When I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, what have we done?
It's awesome though. I'm loving it. When are you coming home to Australia? When are you going to come back? Because I want to meet you in real life. I want to see you play some shows.
Absolutely.
As I said, we love the hell out of the song at the moment.
Thank you, man. That means the world. I'm absolutely going to pop over. I can't wait to come home. I'm really homesick right now, I would say. I haven't been home in 3 years because of COVID and because, you know, work and like, oh my goodness, I miss the sand, I miss the crazy people, I miss the water, I miss the green trees, everything. And I've never even played a show there, so like we're gonna tear it down when it happens. But this year, absolutely, we're looking at dates right now. I have to go back for something, but like absolutely this year.
What is the biggest crowd number? Have you got one, or is that Wembley Stadium show going to be up there? Do you know?
I mean, does it get big? I mean,
I don't,
you know,
think so. I don't think it gets much bigger than that, right?
Yeah, I'm so excited to play Weatherman. That's going to be so much. You know, it's some of my most favorite iconic performances have been there. So I'm very excited. But I don't know what the biggest crowd is. I don't know. Like what?
Let's put
20?
It.
20 racks. Yeah, right, 20,000.
All right. Dude, running out of time, but before I let you go, I'm going to do a lightning round of questions. It's like Vogue 73 questions, but less flashy, okay? It's just my questions, and I'm asking you three words that best describe you.
Frustrating, intense, and colourful.
Okay, frustrating, intense, and colourful. Okay, I like that. Favourite TV show?
South Park.
Go-to karaoke song?
Never done karaoke.
You've never done karaoke? No. Okay. Well, there we go. It's one off the list. Weirdest place you've been recognized. Weirdest place you've been recognized. Someone goes, hey, are you that weatherman guy?
Bathroom.
Bathroom? Do they stare at you for a little while before they approach, or do they just say it straight away?
No, that's only happened a couple times.
Yeah.
And usually it's chill. It's the last part of the process of us walking out, thankfully.
Yeah, great. You just don't want to be like midstream and just go, hey, are you that guy? Yeah.
No. I might splash him a little if that happens.
Last photo you took on your phone.
Oh my goodness. I think it was me in the empty arena.
Oh wow. I mean, your camera roll would be full of memories, right? Like, if I can be an old person giving a young person advice, dude, take as many fucking photos as you can, because it's not until, like, you're 5 years down the track, you just, like, you can look back on those photos and go, holy shit, what an experience that was. Like,
yeah.
Because when you're in the moment, you think, you know, you're just going to remember it all, but you forget so much shit.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I know you didn't ask for that advice, so I just gave it anyway.
Oh, but I mean, it's so facts. No, you're so right. No, I need to hear that. You're
all right. Last one for you. We're going to do a Macca's run. Actually, two questions. Cheeseburger or chicken nuggets? What are you choosing?
Neither. Probably a Big Mac.
Okay, sure. And then also, to confirm, McDonald's in the US, nowhere near as good as Macca's in Australia, right?
I can confirm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
The Macca's here in Oz just hits completely different.
You're spot on.
Absolutely. Hey, dude, well, as I said, we love the track Weatherman. Appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the tour. See you in London in a couple of weeks, and then we'll see you here in Australia for some shows, hopefully by the end of the year.
Yes, absolutely. It's a promise. Thank you so much for the support.
Anytime, man. Anytime.
Smallsy Surgery is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, head to novapodcast.com.au.